When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim. The Good Oil for Cobram Estate. Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil. Grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Big game tonight, MCG, Anzac Eve. It's become a beautiful way to start this huge couple of days of footy. Richmond take on Melbourne, MCG 7:25, bounce down, but make sure you get there plenty of time because the pre-game is as good as any that we do, I think, through the course of the season. Tomorrow is the biggest day when the Collingwood and the Essendon Footy Club get together, and there'll be 95,000 plus. I think they're expecting high 70s tonight, which... With the weather can hold, it's a Richmond home game, so we need to get as many people along as possible and do justice to the occasion, and we'll talk about the game in greater detail. But the Wisp's got a few other things on his plate right now, so I hand the show over to him.
Well, I think I was surprised that the tribunal said and stated and returned the verdict last night that the Toby's one-match ban would stand. And the fact in the same night, on the same night that Jesse Hogan's one-match ban was dismissed and he is free to play. Because I saw that as an act, a deliberate act, whereby he did make contact with the face of Young as opposed to the other one, which was just an act of somebody competing for the ball and just bracing for the contact at the last second. So I was very surprised. And I think it's... To me, and you and I discussed it, we're not going to go back over exactly the same conversation we had yesterday, but to me, this is an error of judgment by the tribunal in handing down a penalty to Toby Green. When he was competing for a ball, it dropped, he braced himself, which you're entitled to do, and you're always going to have a collision when you find yourself in that situation, particularly when the ball's been directed to you and it's the other player that's coming back with the flight of the ball into you. There's going to be a collision.
Yeah.
And you have to brace yourself. You've got to turn yourself. They say it's a bump. It is just a way of protecting yourself.
You can't do it, Tim.
Well, I think he's... But that's the point. They're saying you can't. Nope. I'm saying that action should still be allowable in our game. I'm not going to go as far as what Nick Riewoldt had to say yesterday, but have a listen to him on the Footy Talk podcast.
But what a shame for our game. What a shame. If that's the direction the powers that be want to take the game, well, then I think people will vote with their feet and you'll start to lose people. Well, I really do. It's one of the beauties of our game, the aerial contest, where players have to run in not knowing what's coming and fly for a contested ball. And if players start pulling out of that contest because...
They're not pulling out, they just won't even go into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get those aerial contests.
What do you think about what Nick's had to say?
Oh, look, I think there's a
lot. Do you think people would walk away from the game?
I think there's a bit of emotional claptrap in all that, and that's okay. Brownie had a bit of that on Monday night when he went down the gale. Oh, it's going to turn into Gaelic footy. I hear it all the time, Tim, when the bumping rules changed. Yep. Oh, this is turning into netball. No, it's not. I get the passion involved in it, and I understand it, but no one's going to – the game's not going to suffer.
Well, it will. I think there's an it will, because there is an element of what they're saying, and there is a creep. What happens is it's not that you go from one to the other, from a contact game to a non-contact game overnight, but there is a creep, and it will slowly change the way that the game...
So what's going to be different this week to last week?
No, I'm not talking about this week. This is the creep I'm talking about, okay? It's over a period of time
where there is
contact that was accepted that's not going to be accepted, and then we're saying... Like, I think we should say, standardise what is acceptable. What happened in that collision to me is completely... acceptable in a collision 360 degree game that we had played.
There's I think it's avoidable.
No, I don't think it is. And yeah, I think it's not because
I think it is.
No, okay, but we can disagree on that. You're not necessarily right. I'm not necessarily right. We just violently disagree on this point.
Jumping off the ground and hitting someone
Jumping off the ground to contest a ball is an acceptable part of the game. Yes, what he did is acceptable.
By his own admission, he didn't. He said he braced. He didn't. At the end, he braced.
Okay, you should still be able to brace, though. If you
hit someone in the head?
Well, if that happens, it's a collision in our game.
No.
It will still happen as a collision in our game.
There will be collisions in our
game. When you set up a circumstance similar to what that one was, identical to that one was, it will always happen that there's a collision. The ball was kicked to him.
That's
he
okay.
was contesting the ball. The other guy was coming back with the flight
the
with no consideration.
The other guy beat him to the ball.
Marginally beat him to the ball, a millisecond to the ball. Now, the only reason the other guy didn't brace is because he was courageously coming back with the flight of the ball.
I thought we were going to do this again.
No, but I think it's a point that we need to make, and we need to make it over and over again, and we should not necessarily just accept that that is to be outlawed from the game, what took place in that collision.
This is why I think it's a bit dramatic. Is it? So what would change this week if Toby found himself in that same situation again is that he will be running as hard as he would to the footy, and then he'll have to, in his own mind, compute, am I in danger here of getting myself rubbed out if I continue on in this way? And if he has to say, no, well, I'm going to make the decision there not to go, that's not going to ruin our game.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that there is a creep that takes place.
No, you didn't say that. That's what the other boys were saying.
I am saying, and let's not labour the point over and over again because we have made our point, but it just makes me angry. The decision that was handed down by the tribunal because I believe that it was wrong.
That is 100% right. But
because if that's what we accept, then the next time it goes up, we're using that as the benchmark for a collision.
Well, I don't fear for it. I still think that players are going to be able to contest the ball in a marking contest legitimately. And if there's consequential head contact when both players are going for a legitimate mark, then I'm accepting of that. That's just part of the game.
So what you were saying is that Toby wasn't going for a legitimate mark.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
So he took off believing that what he would do is he would bump Boyd.
No, I don't think he was.
So why did he fly for the ball then?
No, I think he made a decision to jump and made,
what was he jumping
he made
at?
The wrong decision.
What was he jumping at?
He was jumping at the footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, if he had his arms out,
he would have hit his head, and it would have been a worse collision.
Maybe.
Tom Stewart knocked himself out with the head. Sam Taylor knocked himself out in the head. Both of them were trying to spoil.
But that was eyes up, watching the ball coming towards them.
Yeah, because they're confused about making contact now. That's why.
I can't remember what you thought about Peter Wright. What was your attitude to that?
I thought it was marginal. I thought it was different because I thought that he had more time to brace himself.
Right. So he also was going for the mark. Are you accepting of that?
He was.
Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't, yeah. And I thought there was a subtle difference between the two. That's why I think that each one needs to be adjudicated.
Yeah.
And in isolation.
I'm reading all the messages, and I think most people would prefer to think that your attitude or your opinion is more conducive if what they think of footy. I think I've heard this for 15 years about the game getting soft, and that's the if this happens, it's not. It's not going to ruin the game. In my opinion.
No. Anyway, let's move on because you and I have touched on this and we've spoken about it a lot, and you can jump in anytime you like. In fact, Chris has done that in Epping. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Just quickly, I mean, Gary, you pretty much took the question. I was just wondering what the difference was between the two, because for me there wasn't much difference, if any. And then just in general, like, I think, it just needs to be clearly outlined to the players what the what they're meant to do in that situation, because I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why it's so hard is because I'm watching all our messages come through and it's one after another. Gary, your opinion is invalid, you're wrong. And the very next one, come on, Tim, you are completely wrong. So it is a very vexed issue.
It is.
And in the end, in this environment, they're going to err on the side of not hitting blokes in the head, unfortunately.
Vince is in East Kilo. Good morning, Vince.
Hello.
You there, Vince?
Yeah, I'm here. I've got two things I want to ask you. Number one, if Toby Green had taken the mark and the other player had have knocked Toby Green out, is number one. And number two, when Toby Green is going for the mark and the player is running at him, if he makes frontal contact with Toby Green, isn't that a free kick to Toby Green?
If he doesn't get to the footy first, for sure, yep.
Well, so what's the difference?
Well, he got there first.
Oh, he didn't get there first, mate. They almost got there identically at the same time.
No, he got there first, mate, Vince. He marked it.
Oh, come on, mate. Jesus Christ, you're clutching at straws.
I'm just telling you what happened. That's all.
When a player is running back at another player who is trying to take the mark and makes frontal contact, it's a bloody free kick.
Unless he gets there first.
Oh, my God. They're trying to ruin the game. Mate, I don't care because I'm not a Giants supporter. I'm an Essendon supporter. But it's an absolute joke, you know. The guy's got the right to jump for the ball. You know, like back what's his name? Jonathan Brown, I remember, took one of the best marks ever, running back into a pack. Now, if he had been knocked out, what would have happened then?
Well, back in those days, and this is how it's changed over time, Vince, you sound like a great footy lover and have been watching the game for a long time. The promo for the footy record, when I was a young bloke, was Stan Magro knocking out Jezza. Was it Jezza or Keith Gregg? You know, the run
Keith
down the
Gregg,
wing
yeah,
where he
yeah.
jumped off the ground and knocked him into next week.
No,
and,
but that was a forearm. I mean, those things needed to be changed.
No. Where he's running, he jumps off the ground and.
But he collected him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he deliberately collected him.
This is how much footy has changed and will continue to change. But anyway, it's all good, Vince. Jake's in Brunswick. G'day, Jake.
Yeah, morning, boys. Definitely, I'm with the AFL and with Gary on this one. I think for the most part, they're stuck in a bit of a hard position to be able to, you know, adjudicate protecting the head. But I do have a question for you, Tim, and that's if we're going to allow Toby Green to play and not have a suspension put in place, how are we then going to stop players from just leaving the ground and taking the head? You know, I really think that Toby Green should be suspended for 1 week, otherwise we're going to have players leaving the ground.
Jake, can I answer that question by saying this? I think that we have to accept at times in our game there are going to be collisions, and that is a legitimate collision that is going to occur in our game.
Yeah, I just worry about the longevity with these players, that's all.
Yep, that's
no, we all worry about head contact and stuff like that, but it is still going to be a dangerous game.
Well, Lincoln McCarthy and the Warner boy in the, was it round one? Where McCarthy came out and took the mark, the other guy was trying to take the mark as well. The contact was made. He got knocked senseless. But that's the accepted part of what we understand. The guy was going for the mark.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and what I'm saying,
happen.
That's a good way of describing it because that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This action has to still maintain, this has to be an acceptable part of the game.
Well, the only point that you and I are disagreeing on is You're still saying that he was in the process of marking. I think he made a decision not to mark, and then the disagreement's in the margins. That's all. Paul's in Ringwood. Go, Paul.
Hey, look, I don't agree with anyone that says the game's getting soft. If you look at the 89 grand final, the bump of Yates on Brereton would still be allowed today because Brereton suffered no head trauma. The biggest problem we have with football is that you have to understand that head trauma is real. It's not the number of times people get knocked out. It's like an embezzler.
Yeah.
He pinches $1,000 a month, and by the end of 6 years, he's got a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, just on the Dermot Brereton one, you're talking about the beginning of that game. He would be charged because that would be he would be charged with conduct unbecoming, charging at the player at the bounce. Like,
yep.
Even though he didn't hit him, say, in the head, but he may have hit him in the head, but that's what the charge would have been.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. And whoever sent this, FFS, why are we still arguing about it? Well, because
We're not satisfied with the conclusion.
We
that's
throw
the
lines open, and that's what people want to talk about. You can talk about anything. We'll take a break. If you want to keep talking about this, then we will, because that's clearly what's motivating. If you want to turn your attention to tonight's game, we'll certainly happy to have a chat about that as well.
I want to ask you a question about Charlie Reid being rested for this big game between the Gold Coast Suns and the West Coast Eagles at the weekend, and the fallout from it potentially.